just for good kids. It was for one and all. He won't come down your chimney, but in your heart if you just call. Jesus won't come down your chimney. He won't ride in a red sleigh. He'll be riding on a big white cloud when he takes his children away. He may come in the middle of the night, but it won't be with reindeer. He'll come with angels to get his children and take them away from here. It's Christmas time, blissful time. It's Christmas time again.
Merry Christmas.
I just had a fantastic thought. What if Snoop Dogg was Santa Claus? Pimped out sleigh and some dank cologne. Coming down the chimney with a ho, ho, ho. With a ho, ho, ho. With a ho, ho, ho. Coming down the chimney with a ho, ho, ho. I just had a fantastic thought. What if Bob Wills was Santa Claus? Roly-poly jingle on a steel guitar. Coming down the chimney with an aha. With an aha.
Aha.
With an aha. Coming down the chimney with an aha.
Winnipeg, good morning. It's Fantastic Friday. Time for the best, and baddest program on the radio station here this morning. Let's go.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Good morning. Happy Fantastic Friday, everybody. We are just dealing with some technical difficulties in the studio.
Introducing
but
the new
still gonna
Builders
bring
Low
you all
Sugar
the music
Bar.
As soon as possible.
Boy, you're slick. You investors in hate. You Saddams and you Bushes. You Bin Ladens and snakes. You billionaire bullies. You a globalized curse. You put war on the masses and then you clean out the purse. And that's how it's done. War after war. You old feudal parasites. You just sacrifice the poor. You got the cutting edge weapons, but your scam's still the same as it's been since the Romans. Yo, it's the Patriot game. Yo, that's the war racket. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. You twisters of language. You creeps of disguise. Yeah, disinformation. It's like worms in your eyes. You privileged bankers. You gambler thieves. You profit on war. You think it's just less money in peace. So that's how it's done. Time after time. Country after country. And crime after crime. You pretend it's religion.
Yeah, like man.
There's no one to blame for the dead and impoverished in your little patriot game.
Sort of,
honey, that's the war racket. That's the war racket.
We're working on them to rationalize them. In the meantime, you're listening to Buffy St. Marie. She's talking about the Patriot Games, the endless wars that we're undergoing, even when people saying they come with peace. When you look up, you see a gun or you see a bullet heading for your head or the rest of your body. We have to be aware of that. We have to be totally aware of the contradictions that we hear in the society about human rights and humanism. And all we've seen is human wrongs. And look how many people living on the street. Look how many people feeling the cold right now. Anyhow, we will try to continue as best as we could and take you right up until 8 a.m. this morning. Hold tight.
I pray for a day like today, bright and shining. Soca glory, everyone with a flag and a smile on their face. Lordy daddy, of every creed and race, Lord. Phenomenal, lovely atmosphere. If the Lord is our shepherd, who shall be here?
No one. Yes, the party starts down here at TKUW 95.9 FM on your dial in Winnipeg. Yeah, we're located at 515 Portage Avenue and on the 4.5 floor Centennial Manitoba Hall. This is Rash Rico with Prince Ugona, Princess Tim Sulam, Queen Victoria, Dr. T and John, who's here but never here. Sometimes here is Princess Rachel, but always here at this time is Princess Katrina, making sure that we keep all the technology and everything pacing forward so that we can produce and produce fundamentally. Listen on. We always have something nice for you, whether it is in the Aboriginal community coming from the Premier himself, or whether or not it's from Democracy Now! Or Black Agenda Report, where you hear different things as they come through. Hold tight. This is the guy up with them drummers. Zion Gate. Bye.
We're gonna hear from Mantaba Warp Canoe. And this from the USB. So listen up. Mantaba Warp Canoe is talking about reducing the different prices in the grocery stores. So stay tuned for that.
So that's welcome. The Prime Minister has called for a meeting with us as premiers today at noon, and so I'll be participating in that to get more details about the overall trade deal that they arrived at, and to ask what's the situation with pork, because that's a big part of our economy here in Manitoba as well. I watched the Prime Minister's press conference, didn't see an overt mention of pork, but then at the same time, vague wording too. So anyway, we need to get some more details because we need to see the pork tariffs taken off as well.
So Doug Ford is upset about the EV tariffs on Chinese vehicles being lifted and feels it's not worth the trade. Do you agree with him, or do you think there's room to lift the EV tariffs?
Well, we've been clear here in Manitoba, and what I would say to the Ontario auto worker is there is time for us to support your industry. And I just encourage folks in Ontario, so including Ontario farmers, to remember this is a real impact today that we're facing with the Chinese tariffs on agricultural products. The impact on Ontario auto workers is something we're being warned about. We got to take seriously, but we got a bit of time, I would say. So can we address the real impact that we've already been paying on the ag sector here in Western Canada, while also putting together a plan to support the Ontario auto worker? I think we can.
Just moving back to pork for a minute, what?
Yeah.
I mean, you said no overt. I didn't see anything, hear anything on pork whatsoever.
All I meant with the overt was, like, in a few spots there was, like, on ag products, which leads you to believe maybe pork, you know. Anyway, but yeah, no, I agree. There was no mention of the word pork.
What is your understanding? I mean, pork is largely the biggest deal in Quebec, Manitoba. Canola is obviously Manitoba, Alberta, and Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
What are the issues that need to be resolved with the Chinese that you've been briefed on so far going into this meeting?
Well, I think you know all the issues, right?
I mean, with pork in particular. Why would pork be something they could not read? Why, to your knowledge, would pork be something that...
I don't know that it is separate from all the other issues. So that's why I'm looking to this noon meeting today to get more information. Could be that just they didn't mention it for whatever reason, that it is actually part of the deal. The other thing that we heard this morning is till the end of the year and a little bit of time before everything gets implemented. So maybe this is something that gets implemented, right? So those are kind of the questions I want to see the Prime Minister answer.
Hi, this is Manuela, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and the radio show name is called Fantastic Friday. Please come and join us every single Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Friday morning.
You make
yeah, we're still on it, and we still keeping things as best as we could to make sure that you're there with it. Just now we heard from Warp Canoe, and he's talking about things that are for the province and for the country. We're looking forward that the outcome is good, but we want people off the street. We want people feeling warm inside of a home, and we want people eating. Not picking up scraps from the garbage cans and them. Love and kindness.
Je ne sais pas what to do. You know you.
We start with Nat King Cole. Hold tight.
Stolen my heart. Morning, noon, and night time too. 'Cause you're wondering what to do. That's the way I felt
right from the start. Ah, Sherry, my love for you is trayful. Wish my French were good enough. I tell you so much more, but I hope that you comprehend all the things you mean to me. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. I love you, yes I do.
She's talking about freedom. Liberation, liberty. She wished she knew what freedom was like.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I
Hi, I'm Julian Cooper. You're listening to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is my favorite morning wake-up show.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. Lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. And so just as I say, we aren't gonna let any dogs a water hose that's turned us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Rewrite real quick with AI in Acrobat Studio.
We're still with you on CKUW 95.9 FM on your dial in Winnipeg. This is Ross Ricoy, still trying to keep the technology going and to broadcast as best as we can. I know the quality coming out there is lousy and stuff like that, but that's the best we could do at the time. Whether this was intentionally done or accidentally done, maybe that's a sign that the equipment breaking down and our fundraising has to, which is coming a week from now, has to raise enough funds to get we going and get we moving. In your whole time, we still play you some music. I'm glad you're still out there listening, and we still trying to make things better. I don't think we can make it better because some of the technology here, the computer and stuff,
match. You swam 10 feet.
the street. The greatest duo, you and I, your masterpiece. Ooh, damn, yes, ma'am, you made your match. You
yeah, we still don't hear she can't have been 95.9. And a half floor Centennial Manitoba Hall. You come on down and join us anytime that you wish, as long as you could get past the security and everything. You come on and enjoy some of the direct studio work and see how we produce and how we communicate to and with you. In your love and kindness, we're still trying to keep things going under the conditions that we're doing it. Stay tight. Here's my echo.
In a blanket, smelling your scent on the pillow, looking outside of the window, waiting for you to come home. It's more fun cooking in the kitchen when I'm cooking with you, when we're cooking for two, then ring them up the food. Two glass full but wine bottle empty, rough up the sheets giving you love plenty. Then we finish our cups, make up the bed and we do it again and again, again and again. Tell me when you're coming home, yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Tell me when you're coming home, yeah. Tell me when.
And here comes Nono, Nakai.
I'm Dale Rufus, and you're listening to
Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9, my favorite Friday morning wake-up show.
Isaac Hayes, I stand accused.
Pardon me. Could I have a word with you a few minutes? Here, sit down, get comfortable. Yeah. How long have we known each other? About 10 months? Yeah, I think it's, yeah. You and John are real tight, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, is that an engagement ring? Oh, congratulations. Oh, he slipped it on your finger last night, huh? He's the luckiest man in the world, you know? He should be real proud to have someone like you.
This is for my city dwellers, my storytellers, my soundscapers, music makers, and my dreamers of dreams. This is for the beat layers, the street sayers, the graph writers, and the painters. This is for the crate keepers, the image freezers, the lens seekers, and the photogs. This is for the spinners, the rewinders, drop the needle, pull it back, and come againers. This is for the movers, the body users, the kinetic acrobatic defying gravity provers. This is for the filmmakers, the actors, the activators, my sculptors, and my cans. Sprayers. This is for the da-da-dubbers, the dancers, the scribers, the scholars. This is for the freestylers, my improvisers, my poetical, lyrical, spiritual vocalizers. This is for my speechifiers, for the visionaries, for the bridge builders, the chain breakers, the power takers. This is for the door crashers, my drum beaters, the call to action taker to the streeters. For my behind the sceners, my planners, my finders, our on task and right on timers. For our organizers, our survivors, our motivators, and our strivers. This is for the uplifters and uprisers. This is for you, our ancestors. This is for you, our people blessers, our children, for our vision, for our villages, our hoods, our nations, our truths. This is for our culture, for our generation. This is for our creator and our creation. This is for our inner being and our outer, for our say it louder, big and prouder. This is for the art, for the word. This is for the sound. This is for the power.
I've searched the open sky to find the reason why.
Brooke Benton.
Oh Lord, why, Lord? The color of my skin is said to be an awful sin. Lord, why, Lord,
why, Lord?
Why, Lord? Why, Lord? No, I cannot understand. No, I'll never understand. Oh Lord, why Lord? I've got to live and live and give much more than I can give. Oh Lord.
Shock out, get wash out. Watch out the kingdom out and the queen. I come out, patch out there, spread red carpet. One thing we have to tell on us, so watch ya. Adam Ernst. Adam Ernst. Watch me now. It name murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the deck, me a the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, them won't forgive me a fight. Show me look cute and them no look too right. They call on me to over me, man a fight. And that now one, no time in a them life. Me no cut up, I can model every time. Absolute niceness, come with beer.
Hi everyone, my name is Belaine Osman.
Jasmine. I'm a student here at the U of W. My students actually call me Madame Oz. Just letting you know, CKUW has an awesome show called Fantastic Friday, and you guys should listen to it. Stay tuned.
Black woman or a black child? Yeah, man.
No mind your nationality. You have got the identity
and propensity.
Hey! Cause if you come from Clarendon,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Portland,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Westmoreland,
it really don't matter. Because coming to you all the way from West Africa and the country called Nigeria, the brother they call Prince Obone, to give you news and news about from, with, by, Africa. Love and kindness. And
no mind your nationality. Have got the identity of an African.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to all of our listeners on the Kedu Kekwana. Greetings from Africa. Our first piece, we speak with legal expert Michelle Goodwin, who notes that 1 month after the deadline set by Congress for the Justice Department to release all files on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, the Trump administration has made available less than 1% of the files. Stay tuned.
Well, it's certainly inconsistent with what were the campaign promises. The campaign promises to those who supported Trump and those who didn't was that the files would be released, all of the files. Now, that's not happened. So, and that's critically important. Now, you've raised, is this all a distraction so that because the files are not being released? Well, it certainly does raise those very important questions, and even more so, the fact that there are victims and survivors out there, and including those who've committed suicide who are no longer with us, such as Virginia Giuffre, and it's a neglect of what was promised. It raises some very serious questions about what remains in the Epstein files, and Americans want to know and deserve to know, and what has been released, and some of which people have been able to undo the redactions of those, is incredibly alarming. It very much is. And it's a travesty because behind it all, what it suggests is that the federal government is unwilling to do what is necessary in order to protect young people from sexual violence. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what this truly is about.
And next one, also from Democracy Now. And next one also from Democracy Now, Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil notes that there's a potential reopening of his rearrest. Khalil was a graduate student at Columbia University when he was arrested in March and detained for months. Stay tuned.
I mean, this ruling is absolutely disappointing. This administration, the Trump administration, is trying everything in its power to come after me, to put the full weight of the government to actually make an example out of me. And this means that I will be separated from my U.S. wife and son, who both were born in this country. And it underscores how this administration is weaponizing the legal system, how fragile due process can be when our rights are treated as conditional rather than guaranteed. And I must be clear, like it's absolutely I have an amazing team. You have Bahar with you in the studio. We're gonna explore every avenue until we feel vindicated. Yet this administration will continue to go to these ideological judges to get rulings in their favor. And Basically, as you said, what they want me to do is to wait for an immigration process that's fully completed, fully controlled by the Trump administration to get justice from this process, which is, we know this wouldn't happen, that this immigration judge, quote unquote, will not let us develop our case to bring it on appeal. So imagine that I have to wait to do that. And 10 months now after my detention, the U.S. government has not brought a shred of evidence that I broke any laws, that I spoke anything in support of terrorist organizations, yet they continue to weaponize the legal system.
Next one, also from the Gaza Now, we speak with Palestinian-American director and actress Shireen Dabih, who talks about All That's Left of You, which is a new feature film that looks at 70 years of Palestinian history through the lens of one family's experience over three generations.
Well, the story follows one Palestinian family and traces really love and loss over three generations from 1948 until almost the present day. And really, it's the story about how history shapes us. It's about how political events shape people and change relationships within family and really change the fates of families. That's really the story. But I think at its heart, it's really about the extraordinary will that it takes to survive political turmoil and personal loss. And, you know, if you want to probe even deeper, I think it's really about choosing our humanity, you know, looking for meaning in grief and choosing humanity even in the most difficult of circumstances, which Palestinians have done and do every single day. But, you know, for some reason, the world just never gets to see that. Well, we actually evacuated shortly after the events of October the 7th. We were based in Ramallah at that time. We had prepped the entire film. We had spent months working with a huge crew on the ground in Palestine. I had foreign crew who had arrived in Palestine in early October of 2023. And really within days of October the 7th, things became extremely tense. West Bank cities and towns were being sealed off. Checkpoints were closing. And it was clear that we weren't going to be able to move around. My foreign crew wanted to evacuate. Their families were worried. They were scared. And so by October the 10th, we were forced to evacuate. At that point, we went to Cyprus, where we had always planned to shoot a small part of the film. And we decided to start with that small part and, you know, thinking perhaps we can then return to Palestine. But, you know, the situation continued to escalate and escalate, which forced us to make a decision. You know, we either delay the film and wait to return to Palestine, or we continue making it and, you know, we go to Jordan. And we decided to continue. We had a lot of momentum and we didn't want to delay in getting this important story out, knowing everything that was happening. You know, one of the most challenging things, I think, was really making a movie about what was happening as it was happening. You know, we found ourselves making this film about the ongoing Nakba as we're witnessing an even bigger Nakba. And it was like life and art were merging, and we were suddenly shooting scenes that we were witnessing come out of Gaza. And that took a huge emotional toll on all of us. It was extremely, you know, challenging and painful. But in many ways, the film became a container for our love, for our compassion, for our grief, and we just poured ourselves into it. And in that way, the film was really such a gift to be able to create at a time of such devastating destruction.
Blockage in the radio. First, we speak with Diego Sequeira, who is a Venezuelan journalist. He joins to discuss the Venezuelan people's solidarity with the Bolivarian Revolution in the wake of the January 3rd U.S. military attack on Venezuela and the kidnapping of the president Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores.
Even before the whole affront we lived on back in January the 3rd, I mean, that hasn't changed that much. That's why I'm phrasing it this way. I mean, the city, for example, I'm now in Caracas. I've been traveling also mostly on Western Venezuela for a while. And the mood is basically the same. Things are calm. That's the baseline. Things are fundamentally calm. usually January, it's a very lazy month and things take their time to start. This is not different, maybe with, of course, an obvious slower pace because of what happened. But overall, there's always like this expectation of, you know, some sort of upheaval or unrest or breakdown. And that's not the case anymore. Again, I mean, not anymore. Again. And the thing is that then you have this, you can go a bit further with this kind of atmosphere, and you are going to find basically two main strands of reaction to what happened on the 3rd, and part also as it was before the attack. You have on the politicized area, the politicized sphere of the society, you have people highly mobilized. There have been rallies demanding, of course, a return of Nicolás Maduro and First Lady Cilia Flores since the onset since the aftermath. And that hasn't changed. I mean, that's basically what you're going to see. On a more deeper, usual level, it is normalcy, which I've also stressed many times. It's basically the main battlefield. Before this moment, each and every document and statement from U.S. officials, for example, or even European or others, the whole operation relied on what we would do from the inside in order to ease up the realignment, let's call it that way, or regime change of Venezuela back into the strategic interests of part of the United States. This is not different. I am in a bustling area of Caracas right now and already took a stroll around. This is my first time here after all these days. And it's basically just like any morning, noon already. So that's, I think this is important. Yes, there's also this feeling, this sense of a burden after the attack. I mean, this is something that has never happened before in Venezuela. And this is basically the U.S. bombed our hometown. And so we basically, in a very mild way, we join now the bombed cities club. And this takes a little bit of time to, you know, to come into actual terms. And it shows something else about the feeling and about the impact and about what can come after this and what we feel about it. And there's no people celebrating. That's another thing. I think this is also quite important. There's no actual rally supporting Maria Corina Machado or anything of that sort. That's happening actually outside of Venezuela. That's happening in cities, and I don't know if up to this point it still happens, in cities like Miami or Madrid, you know, Buenos Aires probably. These are the cities you can see some of these manifestations, but not inside Venezuela, at least not on a public level.
Next, also from Black Generator, we have Sir Suleiman Adan, Deputy Executive Director of the Minnesota Chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. He comes from Minnesota, where Donald Trump has unleashed ICE enforcement, and not only against immigrants, but against the entire population.
When the most powerful person in the world, and I say the most powerful, because the one that controls social discourse is incredibly powerful. So when the owner of X or Twitter has his thumb pushing the social stratosphere, pushing the algorithm that Somalis are evil, Somalis are dangerous, Somalis should not be here, deport them all. Whether it's he himself saying it or him pushing these messages from right wing media sources or from individuals spewing that hate, it's hard to combat it. There's not enough press conferences. There's not enough community alliances to be created. There's not enough quote-unquote positive PR that a community can do to overpower such a great intensity coming from the right-wing media, specifically from the strength that is Elon Musk and X. The first thing that I want to say is you are right. It is not just right-wing media or Elon Musk on Twitter. You know, the Islamophobia industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, something that CARE Minnesota or CARE as a national entity is very familiar with. Now, when you have all of those billions of dollars now being directed towards xenophobic and anti-Somali efforts on top of the full force of the federal government, where now you have upwards of 3,000 ICE agents in Minnesota and concentrated within the city of Minneapolis, you have this issue that was ballooning, but now that balloon has popped. You also on the point of fraud. Yes, there have been individuals in Minnesota that have defrauded our state's government. Our stance at CARE Minnesota has been consistent that those that have defrauded and those that are committing fraud should be held to the highest extent of the law here, and should be held accountable for what they've done to taxpayers here in Minnesota. Point blank. Period. However, what we're now seeing is what those handful, because as I said, it is a handful, have done are being reflected on the 2020 census data shared that we have about 90,000. However, it's been 6 years since then, and current projections are looking between 100 to 150,000 Somali. So it's really unfair to have the actions of a handful be then reflected on an entire community that are law-abiding and are lawful residents of this country or naturalized or born citizens.
Those are all of our pieces from the spoken word area. We have Black Agenda Radio regarding Venezuela, and then we also went to Democracy Now, but we had some pieces regarding Palestine. In keeping in line with our pieces, we have Ibrahim on the line. Good morning, Ibrahim. How are you today? Well, you can hear me quite well. It's okay. Maybe we can put on that for in the meantime while we try to connect with him. But many of the pieces, you know, are talking about Palestine. You know, we are always advocating on their behalf. You know, this war has been going on for quite some time, you know, and so we're hoping that things get resolved and that peace is reinstated and that people can get to return home as soon as possible.
All right. I don't care if your nanny was black. Or you ate grits for breakfast every morning, and you knew a girl in high school, a black girl, and she was nice. I don't care if your nanny was black, because Michael Griffiths is dead, killed by white youths who got her free, even though witnesses testified to their crime. So I don't care, you hear? I don't care, because black woman Tawana Brawley was raped by four white cops who are still out on the street. And Donald Trump takes out a three-page ad in the New York Times calling for the death of six black youth accused of raping a white woman. So I don't care if your nanny was black and you ate grits for breakfast every morning and you knew a black girl in high school and she was nice. I don't care, you hear? I don't care, cause for too long we have held our pain in our very
All right, flesh. Good morning, Ibrahim, once
long,
again.
Our bleeding
good morning, you guys.
In our chest.
How are you today?
Yes, I am fine.
Yeah,
thank you for asking.
Ibrahim, are you there?
Sorry?
Yeah, there we go. I can hear you a little bit better. You're a bit on the fender side. Are you able to provide us with an update regarding Sudan?
Okay, no problem. I will try to give you some information because still the situation is the same. Yeah, and thank you for this opportunity, and thank you for asking about the Sudan. Yeah, Sudan is still in the war since 2023 up to now, but the war now is focused on the area of the two provinces, Kordofan and Darfur, and that is just people who hurting from that war yes, civilian people, because the war is designed to kill the Sudanese civilian people by the rabid forces led with the Arab Emirates. And that is the situation. They kill the people systematically. And you, right now, you hear it everywhere, and you see the videos and all things in the social media, and they force it, and people and people just witness for that. And now, today, yes, everything is still the same, but war is still in the intensively, especially in the area of the west of west north of Darfur, and that is just border with the Chad. I think I told last week, and people are still moving from Tashat to from that area, called Korloy and Tina to Tashat, and people just arriving there, and United Nations to try to coordinate and to help them. That is the one situation, and also people are still coming in the area of Tawila, and that is a really very also long distance they're walking, and how they're suffering. That also there is still there needed some kind of help, and people just struggling with less of supplies, and they need the material of the because the season is, and they're just in the daytime is very hot, and evening time is very cold, and people need some clothes to cover them, and especially the children, they need some kind of food. And there is yet half those kind of, if you, the people who are talking with them, they told me they have a problem about the children. They age from the 1 year to 5 years. They have some kind of the malnutrition,